Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
brother,
like,
solid.
Right
on.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game in 2023, we can't fall for nothing. Okay? We have to get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Don't give up the fight. All right. So we have a show for you today. Hey, hey, greetings. Listen, if you want to listen to the show, thank you, Rita. Good morning, Rita. How are you? If you want to listen to the show on Facebook Live and see me, hey, what's up, Ms. Daniels? What's going on? If you want to see me right now, thank you for the hearts. I love the hearts. If you want to see me right now, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. What's up, Kreez? What's up, Randall? How are you, young man? God bless you and your daughter. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Wonderful, wonderful. Good to see you in here. Good morning. Now, look, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can see me live right here. And then you can tell me, you can type in what color my tie is. I'll know if you're watching. You can type in what color is my tie, and you can tag 15 people. Tag 15 people. Tell them a great interview is about to start with a phenomenal person who's going to be a very special guest on our show today, and it's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. They're already in the queue. I see them right there. That's right. Yeah, that's right, Randall. Well, actually, it's like an orange. It's kind of like an orange. Boy, the phones are lighting up there. Good, good old good. Lighten up. Go ahead on, phones. If you want to listen to the show over your phone, your cell phone, your house phone, or whatever kind of phone you have, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. I want to get everybody on Facebook's opinion. I just pulled this out today. I don't normally wear all black, but yeah, I do wear all black. But today I got the cufflinks, the handkerchief, and the tie. And it's like an orange, kind of orange, burnt orange, which looks like tan, but it's orange. So I want to, you know, is this color, you know, is this the right color? But I was feeling this today, so I pulled this out, and here we are live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show trying something new. You know, every day is something new. Oh, thank you very much, Rita, for the compliment. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Every day is something new. Every day we hold on. Let's see. Okay, let's do on those. Okay. All right. Tell me, you guys, on Facebook Live, can you hear me? All right. Okay, good, good, good. Good, good. I want y'all to be able to hear me. That's really important. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Y'all got it. I got to hear you guys, and you guys got to hear me. Nice. Okay. Thank you, Vera. I appreciate that. My sister Vera said the color is nice, and Rita said the color is nice. Phone is not working. What does that mean? Yes, we can hear you. Okay. Hear you now. Okay, good, good. If you can hear me now, keep sending the hearts up. Okay. Thank you, God. A wonderful thing. Oh, thank you so much, Rita. Rita Oliver is a jazz singer, and she has been on our show twice, and she can scat jazz. She's from old school. And thank you, guys. That means you guys can hear me and see me. Wonderful. Fantastic. Boy, do we have a show for you. But before we get into the show, one of our topics this morning, one of our second topic, not our first topic, but our second topic is about a drug called fentanyl. We've been trying to talk about it for the last 3 weeks, but our interviews have been so in-depth and so good and so wonderful that we ended up not getting on what they call fentanyl. They're mixing fentanyl with xylazine, which they call trank dope. And it's turning human beings into zombies. Is that an important civil rights topic? Yes, it is, because it can affect everybody. Now, our first topic today will be, and we're going to get to our first topic in just a few minutes. We have a very special guest coming on our show, and let's see. All right. And Cheryl E. Tenor will be on our show today, and Cheryl is a CEO of the Thinking Woman's Mint podcast. She's a professional conflict resolution mediator and an independent contractor teaching computer basics. I mean, she's teaching computer basics at a community college. And every Friday, she conducts a Bible study that focuses on the book of Revelation. So she wears a lot of hats. She's doing a lot of great things. She's going to be our super-duper special guest today. And she's going to define to us what is a mint and what does it mean? And not only that, we're going to talk about the other wonderful things that are going on in her life and in her business. And also, too, I am so happy to say on March the 11th, put it on your calendar, on March the 11th, I will be interviewed on her show. I will be interviewed on her show on March the 11th at 1 p.m. It's called Clubhouse. So if you don't have Clubhouse, download Clubhouse and listen to our interview. It's going to be a civil rights interview, which will be extremely important. Good morning, Brother Clarence. Good morning, Bishop Taylor. How are you, Bishop Emeritus Taylor? I see you're on the line, too. We're going to bring you in, too, Bishop, in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, I want to talk about something that's really important. This is really, really, truly important. Please be careful. Please be careful, because it's coming down, y'all. I know people keep saying, what's coming down? What's coming down? Lawlessness is coming down. Lawlessness is coming down. You know, I just saw so much crime is going on right now. And the police, we have all these police officers, but they're not curbing the crimes. And the crimes are getting more intense and more, they're getting worse. And, you know, you can look on social media and see the crime is completely out of control. I mean, how can you take somebody and kill them and then never have to go to prison or jail for it? Or these days, like, if you steal out of a store and it's not over $1,200, the police are not coming, okay? If you commit a crime, you can get away with committing crimes now. I don't want anybody to be getting away with committing crime, because that means there's going to be more lawlessness, which means that we're going to have to defend our homes. Yeah, just hypothetically saying, I'm not wishing on nobody, a civil war broke out right now. Okay, you talking about civil rights? If a civil war broke out between African Americans and whites right now, who do you think would have more weapons? Okay? If somebody came to your home to steal your food and take control of your family and the police are not coming out, how would you protect your home and your family? All I'm saying is get ready, get ready, get ready. The government is doing some very, very strange things. Speaking of strange things, and this is just my little news clip in the morning, you know, just to put something on your mind, get your blood flowing while you're getting your coffee. And, you know, I want to thank my very beautiful wife for setting me up this morning with my wonderful lemon water and then this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful coffee. So, good morning, Missionary Sophie. How are you? God bless you all the way from Africa. It's such a pleasure to have you on. I want to send a special shout out to my wife. God bless you. I love you, honey. You know it, and everybody else knows it. Thank you, Missionary Sophie, for coming on all the way from Kenya, Africa. We are so happy that you're here on the line with us today. If you love your life and you love God, send some hearts up on Facebook Live right now. If God has been good to you, send some hearts up on Facebook right now. If God is taking you out of something that you thought you couldn't get out of, send some hearts up on Facebook right now. Let everybody know how much God has blessed you in your life right now. The whole thing should be full of hearts. It should be hearts everywhere, because God has blessed each and every one of us. And, oh, yeah, by the way, on Facebook, please tag 10 to 15 people and let them know to come on the show, because we're getting ready to get ready for a really good interview. Before we get into our interview with Cheryl, let's get in a few. Let's get my sister Vera Jones in the studio. Good morning. Hey, thank you, Rob. Sheila just put a whole bunch of hearts up there. God has been good, hasn't he? Hallelujah. Thank y'all for the hearts. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Vera? Uh-oh, wait. Vera, can you hear me? Wait, what is going on here?
Good morning, hello. Eddie. Good morning, all the listeners.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, now we can hear you. I was wondering why we couldn't hear you first, but now we can. Can you hear us okay, Vera?
Yes, I can hear you quite well, Eddie.
Oh, good, good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. And Chandra Daniels, thank you for all the hearts. So, yeah, thank you, Vera, for coming on this morning. Vera does our segment called Health and Wellness, and you'll hear Health and Wellness later on the show. And then let's see. Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show, our real professor. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. And good morning to the listeners. And once again, let's get ready for the wonderful ride that we're going to have at the Blog Talk Radio program on Monday mornings, where we will be discussing those issues to set your week off so that we can also rejoice in how the Lord has blessed us through this week, next week, and the weeks going forward in our journey with him to realize his grace and mercy for us. And with that, good morning, everyone.
Amen. Good morning, Professor Reams.
Hey, Professor. So happy to have you on. Without further ado, I just saw Clarence. What happened to Clarence? Oh, wait a minute. What happened to Clarence and Allen? Clarence, where did he go? Okay. All right, Clarence, call back in. All right. And what a show we have for you today. And without further ado, I want to get in our very, very special guest. Her name is Cheryl, and Cheryl E. Tenor is a phenomenal person doing phenomenal things. She has a radio broadcast such as I do, and it's called the Thinking Woman's Mensch podcast. As I said before, she is a professional conflict resolution mediator and an independent contractor teaching computer basic skills at community colleges. And every Friday, she conducts a Bible study that focuses on the book of Revelation. And if you ask me, we're living in the book of Revelation. If you don't believe me, you can look around, and you can see that we are living in some really trying times. And, hey, good morning, son. Lloyd Smith, how are you, son? Welcome to the show. Without further ado, good morning, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie, and to you and your crew and everyone that's listening. Thank you for inviting me speak on your show today.
It's an honor. Okay, you might have to speak up just a little tad louder, just a little bit louder.
Okay.
Can you guys hear okay?
You heard me this time. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you now. Everybody, please say good morning to Cheryl, please, our special guest.
Good morning, Cheryl. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Good morning. Nice
good
to
morning,
meet you.
Good morning, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And Cheryl, Sheila Timberlake said good morning, too, on Facebook Live.
Oh,
good
yes.
Morning,
that's my buddy. Good morning. And good morning.
It's Vera.
That's Vera.
Welcome to the radio
good morning,
show.
Vera. Good morning, Vera. Eddie, let me ask you something.
Now,
I have on speaker. Should I take you off speaker?
Yeah, I think you should take it off speaker and just talk directly to the phone so we can hear you a little bit better because it's kind of going in and out.
All right. I
Proceed.
Just took you off speaker.
Proceed. Okay. Okay, Cheryl, are you there?
I'm here. I just took you off speaker.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Okay, everybody, without further ado, Brother Clarence M. Allen, good morning, Clarence M. Allen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to our special guests. Good morning to our co-panelists. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners. Once again, you tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me once again. I am buckled in. I'm ready to ride. Let's roll, Pastor Eddie.
All right. Vera, for some reason, your phone's going in and out. Vera, we can't hear you really good. Let's see if we, you know, Vera, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. I was saying good morning to Clarence M. Allen.
Okay.
Good morning, Vera.
Now that we have everybody. Clarence, go ahead. Vera said good morning to you. I don't think, did you hear?
Good morning, Vera.
Okay, now without further ado. I don't know why we're having a few little technical difficulties, but we're going to work these technical difficulties out. We want to make sure everybody can hear everybody nice, loud, and clear. Without further ado, Cheryl, we are honored to have you on, honored beyond words. And we want to just start off by you have a podcast called the Thinking Woman's Mensch podcast. And so my question to everybody on the show is, what is a mensch? And then I said, let's find out when we talk to our special guest. And Cheryl, could you pronounce your full name loud and clear for all the listeners?
Yes. I'm Cheryl Turnwaugh.
Actually, Cheryl Turnwaugh. Amen. And so that sounds like French. Is that French?
It is.
Amen. Amen.
French name.
Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, could you define to us First of all, tell us about your radio show, the Thinking Woman's Mensch podcast, and then after that, can you define the word mensch and what it means to all of our listeners?
Yes. Yes. Again, since I've taken you off speaker now and I could be heard, thank you, Eddie, for inviting me on your platform, all right? I appreciate it so much, you know. Turnaround is fair play, so I appreciate you. Good morning to each and every person that's listening and your crew. And I first would like to say thank you to Sheila. Sheila Timberlake is the one who introduced me to your world maybe a year or two ago. So I have heard you before actually asking you to be my guest. But I am the host of a podcast called The Thinking Woman's Mensch. And the word itself at its basic core is a person of integrity and honor. But it runs a little deeper than that as well. In the Jewish community, the word first resonated around the males. But you know how the world is today, that they just refuse to let a man have what belongs to him and a woman what belongs to her. So they have to make it, you know, where it just suits everybody. So at its basic core, it's a person. But I use it in the sense of the Jewish community, a man that is of integrity. He has a sense of right and responsibility. He's a dignified man. So it's that type that my podcast seeks to interview them who are doing fantastic things in the earth that needs to be noted, needs to be put in the spotlight. I like listening to the mindsets of those types of people in the world. So that's what the format is all about.
Amen. That's a very wonderful, powerful podcast, and I'm looking forward to being your guest on March the 11th. We're actually tag-teaming one another, being on each other's platform and being on each other's show, and I think this is how we expound and expand on helping one another and showing that if we work together, we could do great things together, and that's what it's all about, because when I think about it, you know, the Caucasians work together, the Latinos work together, the Asians work together. We as African Americans have to continue to learn how to work together. And working together means that other people will begin to respect us more, because I feel like a lot of people from around the world do not respect African Americans, because we got to learn how to respect ourselves. And I'd like to get your opinion on that, Cheryl. How do you feel about what I just said?
I agree with you 100%. You know, when we stand as a people, wanting so much respect, and even what you're about, the rights of us, right? We have rights that we are born as human beings, but then what is the quality of your life as well collectively? So if we don't love one another, it's very hard to ask anybody else to do it, right? So, yes, I'm in agreement with you 1,000%. And as you started your programming, speaking about lawlessness, the man of lawlessness, you know, somewhere on the world is believed that he is already, you know, active and alive on the planet. So, I mean, things are not about to get better. They're going to get worse. So we really need to be a people as well as individual to learn how to love and hold on to who we need to hold on to, okay?
Amen, amen. So it brings me to this question. What is a mensch? Could you define for our listeners what is a mensch? M-E-N-S-C-H. Can you please define that for our listeners?
All right. The mensch, again, it's really a person of integrity. It's a person of honor. And usually when you meet these kind of people, they are naturally somebody who practices small acts of kindness on an everyday basis. It don't have to be a person's birthday or, you know, your anniversary or whatever. They're just very kind. They're considerate. They're people who understands what it means about responsible to one another. They're really of a certain character, right? So their morals, they have high standards of moral, you know, and it's just a personal stance. It's not to impress other people, whatever. This is just who they are in the world. You know, everybody knows somebody who is of high standards. You know, they don't deal in the low level, you know, and so this is them just naturally. So they're very supportive. Normally, too, there's somebody who normally are calm in troubled times. You know, most people, when things get out of hand, they get nervous or, you know, panic. But most of the time, when you meet someone who's under the characteristics that I'm speaking of, they're calm even in troubled times. That's a skill, right? Everybody don't have that skill. So that's who the Menchie is.
That's a wonderful definition. It's a particularly good person is a Mensch, a person who has qualities and integrity and dignity, and they're a friend and you can trust them, and that we need more of that in the world. I think everyone should be a Mensch. If the whole world was a Mensch, it would be a better place. What do you think about that, Cheryl?
Most definitely, because here's the difference. There are people who have the qualities that I'm speaking of, but you see them occasionally. But the Mensch, that's their natural positioning. I'll give you another example. I have siblings. It's four of us until recently. One of us had passed away. But if they were on the line, they could confirm what I'm saying. They, throughout our lives, fall out with one another, right? But it's never just me who fall out with them, meaning that I've always had to be the person who be the peacemaker, you know, for them because of who you are naturally. So the Mensch is not somebody that's an occasional person of honor and integrity. This is them at their basic core. So that's who I'm speaking of. So, yeah, we need more of them, most definitely, more than ever before.
Oh, wow. That is so wonderful and so fantastic, and that's beautiful because you're right, we do. You know, I always tell people what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We got a lot going on. Hold on 1 second here. Hold that thought. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, let me get my daughter in the studio, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the studio. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to everyone listening, to my Ibera, to Professor Ring, shout out, to Cousin B, shout out big, to our regulator, to everybody who was on our show this morning. I didn't get to hear yet, but good morning to you all. God bless you. Good morning, Facebook, and welcome, everybody. Happy Monday.
And also,
good morning,
to our special.
Good morning, Talana.
And a special good morning to our special guest, Cheryl Tenwa. Did I say it right, Cheryl?
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Thank you so much.
Ms. Tenwa, good morning to you, and welcome to our show. And also, big shout-out to Dr. Arika. Love you much.
Good morning, and thank you so much.
And Dr. Arika just sent me a text. She won't be on this morning. She is a mental health professional. And sometimes some of our co-producers have mandatory things that they have to do. So this morning she has a mandatory thing that we have to do. So maybe we'll see if we can get someone to step in. Maybe Professor Reams can do something on mental health this morning because mental health is very important. The month of March is Women's Month. The month of March is Women's Month. So we have so much to thank our women for. Good morning. Thank you for praise Luya radio show watching us this morning. Hello, how are you? Thank you and welcome to our show. Women's Month is important. Women's history. Women history is so important because where would we be without women's history? And let's just take a few people, because to me, I told you guys, Black history is every single day. But when you think of a person like Madam C.J. Walker, Madam C.J. Walker invented the straightening comb, hair grease, and everything that had to do with hair. Matter of fact, in her time, she's driving a Rolls Royce when it wasn't popular for an African-American woman to even be driving, period. We can just name so many. Biddy Mason was an African-American woman who was actually a doctor, but since it was slavery, they called her a midwife. But no, she was a doctor. Not only did she walk from Mississippi to Los Angeles herding sheep and delivering babies, but she was the first African-American woman to buy property in downtown Los Angeles, and the Biddy Mason family owns that property to this day. There are so many African-American women that have contributed. Look at our vice president right now, Vice President Kamala Harris. Look at Michelle Obama. I can just go on and on. Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou with her beautiful poetry. Black women's history is every single day, and it's forever. A man would be nothing, I do mean nothing, without the nurturing of a wonderful African-American, beautiful Black queen, okay? She is actually an empress, and we are the emperors, but she is the empress. And every foundation, everything built would not be anything without a woman. Even through slavery, it was the Black woman who kept her Black sons alive, because she had to give them wisdom and knowledge and intelligence on how to stay alive. And with that being said, Cheryl, I'd like to come to you and ask you, how do you feel being a Black woman and being a part of Black history? And this is Women's History Month. How do you feel about it? Please take the floor and share.
First of all, I love being a Black woman. You know, when you grow up having little, but yet you're taught wisdom, you already are ahead of the game. You know how to emphasize, you know how to make things work. You know, it's not about, oh, I don't have. You learn how to make much out of little. And that's something that we as Black women know very well. I also like our resilience-ness from being enslaved people, right? When you understand that it was a cooked-up scheme of the enemy of our souls, period. You know, white people are not smart enough to come up with the plan that took the globe by force. You know, it had to come from a different source. They're the perpetrators, but it comes from another place. So to be able to survive that and come out gracefully and knowledgeable, oh, it's a crown to the head of Black people, but truly Black women, they have had to carry such a heavy load, and yet they still are beautiful examples of womanhood, right? But in women's history that now the month is showing, I didn't even stop to realize that the episode that I'm having Saturday morning, which is different than what I'm having with you, there's two podcasts that I host. Saturday mornings at 9, I host one for women. What we do is discuss every woman ever mentioned in the Bible, right? What you and I are doing is the Minch one in the afternoons of Saturday. But this Saturday morning, the name of the episode is A Man is Only as Good as the Woman He Keeps Company With. And it's about Potiphar's wife. It's her influence that she spoke to him about. So whether a man yields to his wife or woman's influence, he is only as good as the woman he keeps company with. So happy Women's Month to every woman that's on your platform today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And with that being said, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Plus, we have a call in the 503-747, I believe. It's good morning, call in the 503-747. Is that Linda Goldie?
Yes, it is.
All the way from Oregon. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie all the way from Oregon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Now, Linda, we're going to look forward to your poetry this morning. And everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people. Please tag 10 people. Now, let me just share this with you. If you're on the phone and you're on Facebook Live, too, you have to turn one or the other down. If you're on Facebook Live, please turn that one down. But if you're on the phone and Facebook Live, you want to keep the phone on and turn the Facebook Live down. Okay, with that being said, now we have Linda on the show. We have everybody on the show. We have Talon on the show. Now, let me just tell you real quick, for those who don't know, Linda does Poetry in Motion. We have Poetry in Motion on our show every week. That's a segment. We also have a segment called A Moment to Shine, A Moment to Shine. And we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. We haven't done A Moment to Shine yet, but we're going to do it this morning. We have Talon, my daughter, does Words of Wisdom. We have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, which is a book that he has written. He's an author and a writer. We have Vera Jones, my sister, with health and wellness, because health and wellness is a priority, and that's a segment on our show. And every week we talk about how to stay healthy, how to keep healthy, especially for those people that might not have medical insurance. Thank you, Sheila. You tagged. Thank you, Sheila Timberlake. And also want to say Praise Luja radio show. Want to thank you for being a part of us this morning. And we also have Aretha Adams Jones with Mental Health in You. And then last but not least, we have Professor Reams with the commentary. And, I told you my daughter, Talana Jones, has Words of Wisdom. And Words of Wisdom are important because we need Words of Wisdom to sink into the resonance of our heart and mind and give us some wisdom while we're out there throwing around these words. You know, if you read in the Bible about the tongue is one of the most powerful muscles on the human body. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it and who you're saying it to. So we have to be mindful of our words. Words have power and words give power. My nephews were over the weekend, and before they left, they looked at me and said, Uncle, we want to thank you for always saying things that inspire us. And I think that's so important, to say things that inspire people. I like to connect people, and anybody who knows me knows that I work hard to connect people together, because that's what I believe that God wants us to do. That was the walk of Jesus. He walked around connecting people with God. He told everybody about God. He didn't care what you thought about him. He did his job. And he told his 12 disciples something extremely, very important. He said, if they don't want to hear what you have to say, brush your feet off and go on to the next person. Amen? Because if it falls on deaf ears, it's not our fault. The blood is off our head. Once we tell somebody about it, the blood is off of our head. So, that's information that we need to take with us every day. Our words give power. Our words have power. Let's see if I can get Bishop in here. I think this might be Bishop. Caller in the 310-486 area code, are you there? Calling 310-486. Yeah, Bishop,
can
we can hear
me?
You loud and clear. Yes, we can, Bishop. Everybody say good morning to Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor.
Good morning to each of you, God bless you, Bishop Taylor.
And Bishop Taylor, please say good morning to our extremely special guest. Say good morning to Cheryl.
Cheryl, good morning to you, Bishop. Pleasure listening to you so far. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the invite, and thank you very much.
Now, thank you so much. Okay, thank you for sharing the show. I got people on Facebook, but okay, we're going to do a moment to shine. So with a moment to shine, this morning, I'm asking, hold on a second. Okay, it's ringing off the hook. Thank you. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our special guest is Cheryl Tenwa, CEO. Did I say it right? Did I say it right, Cheryl?
Yeah, you did. Or you just can say yeah. Cheryl, but you're doing wonderful.
Thank you. CEO of the Thinking Woman's Mesh podcast. She's a professional conflict resolution and mediator and an independent contractor teaching computer basic skills at a community college. And every Friday, she conducts a Bible study that focuses on the book of Revelation. So at this time, without further ado, could you tell us what type of professional conflict resolution that you do and what type of mediation do you do? Please take the floor, our special guest, Cheryl.
Yes. I am a certified conflict resolution mediator, certified in Riverside County. My specialty is in small claims court. How it works is when a person comes to small claim here in our county, you can't just see the judge. Your case is automatically given to the mediation department. And when we cannot help them come to resolution, then a judge speaks to them. You know, the calendars, the court calendars are so full that this is the route that the system have decided to go. I have been one since 2012, and my record is high percentages in winning cases. I think when it comes to being a mediator, it is really super important that you are a good listener. That's really what it means. You have to be able to hear what both parties are saying, because a lot of times they are so busy standing on their ground that they cannot hear the other person. And so to be able to steer them to help reword their positioning so that they can hear each other, I usually come out with being able to write agreements that they honor. So I think me functioning in this capacity is a natural God-given gift that I operate in. You know, a lot of times people just don't listen to one another. All right? Is it my way or the highway? But we need to stop and listen. So that's my specialty in court. That's how I'm known in that system. But we need them in every capacity, mediators in our families, in our communities, everywhere, in school. You know, people that can bring calmness to the situation so we can get resolution, you know. So that's how I operate.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I have to apologize to everyone. Right now, we're with our special guest, Cheryl. But we forgot one part of our show. That's a segment of our show. It's a sports report with Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. She's online right now. Good morning, Cousin V.
Hi,
and forget
Cousin
the sports
V.
Report.
Cousin
good
V.
Morning,
good
morning, Cousin V.
Good morning,
morning.
Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Okay,
good
so
morning,
with that being said, I need a number. Okay, so... Oh, in a little bit, you know, what? In the middle of our interview, we're going to continue to do our interview with our very special guest. Hopefully we can keep her on as long as we can. And we're going to do a segment of our show in a little while called A Moment to Shine. And every week on our show, we call somebody out of the blue, and we give them a moment to shine, because it wouldn't be right if we couldn't do that. Thank you. You know, A Moment to Shine is just like a segment of our show. Last week we had a guy who was the CEO of his own watch company. He's an African-American young man. He's making watches, and I just thought it was amazing, and we had him on. And then we had the Cupcake Junkie on our show last week. Everybody, I hope you guys went out and bought some cupcakes. So when we give a person a moment to shine on our show, then after that we ask you to go to their website and buy something. This is how you support black-owned business. It's so important to support black-owned businesses. This is so important. So with that being said, I'm going to go back to Cheryl. Not only are you a professional conflict resolution person, I just got a text from Sheila Timberlake on Facebook Live saying, Half Cheryl talk about her graphic design business. So tell us about your graphic design business, Cheryl.
Well, first of all, everybody needs a Sheila Timberlake. I have known Sheila almost 30 years. We met working at a company where we were the only two black women there. So she became a fast friend of mine. So thank you, Sheila, for throwing this out into the ethers, okay? But, yes, in me being the podcaster, what came as a companion piece to it, in order to promote it, I make graphics. So I make promotional graphics of all sorts, of all types. So that's what she's speaking of. So it's called 100earl.com. That's 100earl.com. And that the business that I am building. So it's a companion piece to the podcast that I do.
Wow, that's amazing. That is so amazing. Now, Cheryl, we're not going to stop your interview. We're just going to do a moment to shine, and we would like for you to participate with us with a moment to shine. Are you okay with that, Cheryl?
I'm here for you, Eddie, as long as you need me to be.
Thank you so very much. At this part of the show, guys, we are doing a segment called A Moment to Shine. When we find a black business owner or a black person that's doing something in our community, and being that this is Women's History Month, let's find a woman right now that is doing phenomenal, great things. And her name is Letitia Long, and she owns a business called Pluralistic Health in the Chandler Mall in Arizona, the Chandler Mall, and she is the only black-owned business in the entire mall. So we have to support her. And without further ado, let's get her on the phone. Let's give a call. We do this on our show every week. We call somebody. And so let's get her on. Let's see. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk. Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Good morning, this is Letitia.
Good morning, hello. Good morning. Is this Letitia? Letitia?
Hi. Yes, hi.
Letitia, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And everybody say good morning to Letitia.
Good morning,
good morning,
Eddie. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Letitia. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, I'm on
the show. Letitia, you're on our show, and this segment of our show is called A Moment to Shine. Now, Letitia, from one business owner to another business owner, I'd like for you to say hello to our special guest, Cheryl E. Tenwa. Cheryl, say hello to Letitia. Letitia, say hi to Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, Letitia. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
And the very same.
Oh, amen. So what is this? Now, what are we doing?
Well,
is this a segment on our show?
It's a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine. And being that this is Women's History Month, and our segment, A Moment to Shine, is when we call a business owner and we give them a moment to shine by talking about their business and giving out their information and then having somebody from our show or someone from our audience to go on your website and purchase something to support black-owned business. So without further ado, just take out a moment, tell us about your business, Pluralistic Health, and in the Chandler Mall in Arizona, and go right ahead. Take the floor, Letitia.
Oh, awesome. Yes, Pluralistic Health and Beauty. We are a organic, natural store. We specialize in custom products for the hair, skin, and body. And we have amazing one-of-a-kind products. And our products are definitely for people who have a desire to be a little bit more healthier with their self-care, which is what we all do every day, from bathing to combing our hair, brushing our teeth, and washing our face. So, yeah, we have products for all of that. and we have products that fit like everybody's price range, price bracket. We are
now, Leticia,
located
also,
inside.
Now, Leticia, forgive me for interrupting, but I got to tell everybody, you also have men's stuff too, and I am your classic man, and I have your classic man line. I have the whole body butter, and I can use it on my feet, my ankles, my back, and every other part. I have the oil, the beard oil. I have that. I have the oil for your hair, the miracle oil. It works so well. Matter of fact, I'm wearing it all right now. I'm wearing it as we speak.
Awesome.
And I am a classic man. So really quick, tell them about your classic man line. Go right ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, we have a classic man line. It's phenomenal. We know that men like self-care as well, so we have a complete face wash, astringent, lotion, moisturizer, and we have three different beard oils, and we have body products for the skin, which have exotic butters like cocoon and mango and salty. These are some of the best butters you can put on your skin, and we've formulated a custom formula that no one else has that hydrates and renews the skin from head to toe. And so it's a phenomenal product, classic man, king, royalty, and the rugged guy. And those are our body butters, and they all fly off the shelf. We also have home diffusers for men as well as the ladies too. And they come in classic man, king, and royalty. So, yeah, we have it. We even have lotion for men and shower gel. So we have, and candles. We have a little bit of everything here, Pure Holistic Health.
Now, if they want to support your business right now, if they want to support a black-owned business, can you give out your website, your and how they can contact you to order stuff, and your phone number and all that information for the business? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Yes. Okay, awesome. So if anyone's interested in contacting me, that you can go to pureholistichealth.com. That's pureholistichealth.com. And that is, I'll say it one more time, pureholistichealth.com, Pure Holistic Health. And you can order right off of that website. Or you can call the store number, which is 866-375-1889, and that's 866-375-1889, and that's the number directly to our business phone. If you're in the Phoenix area, we have a store located inside the popular Chandler Fashion Mall. We're in between Macy's Department Store and See's Candy. And Verizon. So those are our three anchoring stores if you're in the Valley. And, yeah, so that's how you get in touch with me.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on for a moment to shine. Cheryl, is there anything you would like to say to Leticia Long about her business?
Yes, it sounds like you have a terrific business. You have a necessary business. And I pray God's favor that it grows and increases in its greatness.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. I received that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I always accept prayers. We have a lot of people who come by and they pray their hands over this business because it's representation matters. We're the only black store in this mall. It's over 200 major stores. And we're new on the block, but we're really representing black excellence. And even though it's Women's Business Month, I feel like it's Black History Month for me all the time, and I try to represent that through Pure Holistic Health and Beauty. So
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How far – I'm sorry, Eddie. I just wanted to ask her one other question. How far
yeah.
are you from Scottsdale? That's the only place I've been in Arizona.
We are about 20 minutes away from Scottsdale, and we are going to be doing a store in Scottsdale in June. We'll be in the popular Scottsdale Fashion Center. So right now we're in the sister of that mall, but, yeah, right now we are about 20 to 25 minutes away from Scottsdale, so it's a short drive.
All right. Thank you.
Now,
you're
now
more
Leticia,
than welcome. Thank you.
Now, Leticia, Cheryl Tenoir is a professional conflict resolution mediator and an independent contractor teaching computer basic skills at community college. And every Friday she conducts a Bible study that focuses on the Book of Revelation, and she has a radio podcast called the Thinking Woman's Mensch podcast. So what would you like to say to her, Leticia, to motivate her on?
I would like to tell you to, well, first let me ask a question, Cheryl. Do you do any of your consulting for businesses, like for businesses, primarily startups and black-owned companies?
What I have just done, so thank you for this question. Just a couple of months ago, it was pressed to me how important it is to build a team around you. So I have just became a part of a group that do consult along the lines of what you're speaking of. So, yes, I just now got involved in it, which in maybe over 3 months now. And also, too, so you'll know as well as Eddie, next month the podcast will be a year old. So I'm new on the block.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, definitely congratulations. And, yes, it is important, Cheryl, to have a team around you. I work with I have a lawyer that helps me. I also have a chemist that I work with. And then I have a staff that I personally train. And for you, I would just say, you know, take your business as far as you possibly can. Work with small businesses as well as people who have a desire to open up small business, because one of the things when you have employees, I have four, a lot of times when they're coming into an arena like where what we're in, we face racism on a different level because they're not used to seeing black companies at this level. And so even myself, I have to learn how to adjust with some of the customers. And so one of the things I would advise you to do that can help expand your business is tap into other small businesses like myself and other businesses and give them business tactics on how they can deal directly with, you know, the public or opposition from, you know, customers, but doing it in a godly professional fashion.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Because that is beautiful advice. It's relevant. And I have been given the advice that you're saying, because in my graphic business, that's the target people that I do deal with, because they want whatever their service or product is out there. And so that's what I've been able to design that audience to help them promote them. So thank you, Leticia. I love it. I appreciate it.
That's awesome. And another thing you could do is definitely let people know exactly what graphic artists do, because a lot of people who are getting into the sector, they don't, believe it or not, a lot of people don't understand what a logo is and the topography of it and even the very basic font. So I have a lot of people that come through and they ask all these questions that initially in my mind I was thinking everyone knows this, but they don't. So I think you have a very unique niche, and I just want to encourage you to, you know, when you're in the arena where you know what you're doing and you have a passion, to just always remember you can scale as high as the Lord will take you, as high as you desire to go. And so just stay focused and continue to be passionate about what you do.
Well, again, amen. I know you and I probably could talk for hours, but I just wanted to confirm another thing you're saying, that it is absolutely true, because in my everyday life of teaching computer basics, when you speak about our community, there's a lot of not knowledgeable people regarding the computer basics. So when it comes to content creating, logos, and everything else that you're speaking of, yeah, we need to come up to speed. So definitely, you are right on target. Nice to meet you,
yes.
Businesswoman.
Thank you. You too, and keep educating people, because, like I said, when it comes to certain things, we're not even on the Richter scale. And I didn't realize that until I opened my store. And so what you're doing, it's important, it's needed, and I pray that God continues to bless you.
I receive it and the very same for you and yours.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. With that being said, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. This segment is called A Moment to Shine, and our special guest with A Moment to Shine is Pureistic Health and Beauty CEO and President, Letitia Long. Let's give her a big hand, and let's give Cheryl a big hand. Let's give them both a big hand. Come on, let's hear it.
Yay, Cheryl.
Spin up all the parts if you're enjoying the show. So, Letitia, without further ado, we won't hold you. We are so grateful that you came on. It's up to you if you want to stay on and listen, but I know that you're probably at work in your business making it happen. We appreciate you so much. Oh, is there anything you'd like to say in closing, Letitia?
Just that God may bless everyone that's on this show and that they may prosper and be in good health. And that's it. Yeah, I'm at the store. I got some orders I got to get out this morning. But thank you, Eddie. This was a surprise. But thank you. I truly appreciate all the work that you're doing in the community and edifying others. And I pray that you are continued to be blessed in your venture as well.
Thank you so much, sister. I appreciate it. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Everybody say goodbye to Letitia.
And I'll watch live. I'll turn it on. I'll turn it on in the store. I'll watch it live.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to leave.
All right.
Just
bye,
put
guys.
You on hold.
Be blessed.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye. That was Letitia Long. Okay. But you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. That was A Moment to Shine. We always give somebody a moment to shine. We're going to hear a little bit more from Cheryl, because Cheryl is our exclusive special guest. And thank you, Cheryl, for participating with us in A Moment to Shine. That turned into a great, great, wonderful conversation between two CEOs and two presidents and two business owners. And that's the kind of stuff that this is how we connect the dots. This is how we put people together. And I'm quite sure that they can both help each other. And that's what we do on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We help each other, as we should. Cheryl, we're going to go to you, and then after that we're going to have some questions and answers from some of our producers and co-producers of the show, Bishop Emeritus Taylor. But I want to go to you right now about teaching computer basic skills. Tell everybody what you do and why you teach computer skills.
All right. First of all, let me say, Eddie, the Moment to Shine, what a beautiful opportunity you give people, and may God pour in what you pour out in order to make those connections. I mean, we cannot take for granted. It's just a beautiful thing that you are doing and have done. For me, I have always taught Sunday school. So I walk in that calling as a teacher. But when I've lived in California twice. I lived in the 80s, moved away in 2000, and then came back in 2010. When I came back in 2010, living in this area, I didn't really know what I wanted to do because I had not been in this area. But in the meantime, in the court system, being the mediator, I was talking to someone one day, and I was telling them that this is who I am about teaching. So they asked, do you teach professionally? And I said, not professionally in the sense of being paid. And so they said, well, why don't you start at Parks and Recs? And I said, at Parks and Recs? Okay. Anyway, so I called Parks and whoever answered the phone, I said, I'm just calling because I was directed here. I said, but can you tell me, why would I call Parks and Rec in regards to teaching? And he asked me, what is it that you teach? So, again, I'm only thinking Sunday school, right, because I have been called to be a Sunday school teacher in my 20s. So I know, you know, not Sunday school there at Parks and Rec. So he asked me out of the blue, do you know computers? I said, yes. He says, well, can you teach computer? I go, yeah. So I got my start through Parks and Rec. Then I got hired at the community college that I work at, which is Moreno Valley Community College. So people never should think starting little is a problem, right? The Bible tells us never despise the small beginning, the day of small beginnings. Mm-hmm. So that's how I came about. But just like your guest that just hung up, it's really needed and necessary among our own. Okay, even our young people, they are so savvy with the phone, but not savvy when it comes to the computer basics and writing their papers and different things like that. But you would think they would be pretty savvy the way they can operate these games and their cell phones, but no. And then the older group, as you know, pan from the younger people to the older, mm-hmm. they're not connected as well. So me being in chapter 60, in the mid-chapter 60, there's so many of us, too, that, you know, we don't even want to be bothered with the computer. But it's necessary. It is not cute today. It is necessary. You know, the world is digital. So, yeah, there's some things that we don't have to be a part of. But we do need it under our belts today. Digital skills. So yeah, that's how I got my start. That's what I do. That's what I love. So in making graphics, I brought that knowledge to what I do. So thank you for the opportunity to speak on building.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to know, Cheryl, that Sheila Timberlake said, Sheila Timberlake said, tell my friend I need agent pay. She said she needs agent pay.
Hot dogs and burgers.
Huh? Say that again.
I said she's going to get it. And hot dogs and burgers. That's how I'm going to pay her.
Hot dogs and burgers. Okay. Wow. For those who are just coming on our show, Denise Washington, hello to you, Denise Washington. Thank you for coming on Facebook Live. I want to shout out a few more people on Facebook Live. Charmelyn Thompson, good morning, Charmelyn. Good to hear from you. Dorsey High School people are in the house. Eva Timberlake, thank you, thank you, thank you. Estella Pratt, hey, what's up, Estella? How you been doing? God bless you. Let's see. Brother Clarence, you're in. Ms. Chandra Daniels. And actually, earlier when we were talking about, you know, black crime and black things going on in the community and all that, all the lawlessness and stuff going on, Sister Chandra Daniels responded to that. She said, that's true, because black Americans, we can't even live in the same house together because we won't get along with each other. Peace never works. And so when I say earlier, I said something about, you know, Latinos can live together, Asians can live together, whites can live together. Why can't we live together? You know, there's a song called Why Can't We Be Friends? And there's another song called We Are Family. I got all my sisters and brothers with me. So we have to practice getting along, because when this lawlessness kicks in and they call martial law over the United States of America, and we can't even, you know, hang out with each other, and when it comes down, it's coming down quick. You're not even gonna know what's gonna happen. And when they say, "Excuse me, have you taken a shot?" and you go, "No, I haven't." Okay, well then you get in that line over there. We're taking you to the Dodger Stadium. You took a shot. Okay, you go over that way. You're going to have the mark of the beast. And if you don't have the mark of the beast, you're not going to get goods. You're not going to get stuff. So that's why I want to go back to Cheryl and ask her, we're living in some trying times right now, Cheryl, and you can see it coming down the line that eventually one day you're going to have to show your card, because what they're doing is now they got the real, they call it the real ID. So the real ID can knock out your passport. You don't need a passport anymore with the real ID. And the real ID is going to, you know, eventually have a certain thing on it that they can shine a light on, and they can see if you took the vaccine or not. And if you're vaxxed, you go one way, and if you're not vaxxed, you go another way. And that means getting groceries, getting gasoline, and anything else. I want to get your opinion, Cheryl. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, I think it's headed to what we said earlier. The lawlessness that's in the land, it is not just the act of men, mankind. There is forces behind the scene that's doing the enemy's bidding. And those of us who know our Lord, we're supposed to be doing his bidding. So all these things that's coming down the pike, they are told to us in advance. So, for example, my YouTube Friday Bible study in the book of Revelation, it is time mm-hmm. for people to understand that a line is being drawn in the sand, and them that is on the Lord's side, you can't just say I'm a Christian. You got to do Christian things. Because the enemy knows his time is short, and so therefore they're doing anything and everything, whoever he uses, to further their agenda. So this ID that you speak of and so many other tactics to bring destruction, they are being planned while we are asleep. So no, there's no more time allowed to walk in ignorance. It is more than going to work, coming home, watching your favorite trash on the TV, and eating your dinner. It's really about get right, children, because time is winding up. You know, so that's my thought about it.
Hmm. Wow. Thank you so very much. Now on our show every week, we have a word of the week, and we have a scripture of the week. So get your pen and paper out. In less than 30 seconds, I'm going to give you the word of the week and the scripture of the week. And I want you to make the scripture of the week and the word of the week applicable to your week. Today is Monday. It's wonderful Monday, March the 6th, 2023. And would you ever think that in 2023 we'd be dealing with lawlessness and ending days and food shortages and this terrible thing called the coronavirus and the Reno virus and all these different things that the CDC and the government has allowed to transpire since 2020 or 2019. I know I say this a lot, but people were locked in their homes and they didn't even realize. They didn't want you to hug anybody. They didn't want you to touch anybody. And I'm going to just say this to you. When you're by yourself, people have more control. The government has more control. If you live in a house by yourself and you're not seeing nobody or talking to nobody or hugging nobody, or you got to go to the hospital and you're in the hospital by yourself, nobody can't come and see you. Nobody can. And they said that, and I'm just throwing this out, they said that a lot of people passed away in the hospital once they were put on the ventilator. I'm going to leave that right there, okay? We're not going to go any further, okay? So let me just say this to you. God forbid, I've never had it yet, and I hope to God in Jesus' name I don't ever get it. But I do not want to go to the hospital. I want to remain with my loved ones and allow them to give me vitamins and minerals and a good meal and a good healthy stuff. I don't eat meat. I don't eat fish. I'm a vegetarian. So I'd rather go by what my family can do to to help lift me up, and that's what I'm telling you. You be careful, because if you go to the doctor and nobody can't come and see you, you don't know what they're doing to your loved one. We're going to leave that right there. We're not going to go any further. Let's stay on point. Chandra Daniel said, I know that's right, Pastor Eddie Jones. That's right. I want to be around the ones who really love me. I don't want to be in a room and they say, well, let's put them on the ventilator. Because every time they put a person on the ventilator, God forgive me, they just drop. Okay? So anyway, with that being said, the word of the week, write it down, is compassion. Compassion is the word of the week. And you can use that in a whole lot of different sentences. Amen, Sister Denise Washington. She said amen 100%. The word of the week is compassion. Write that down. And if you haven't had compassion for someone that you have fell out with, someone that you ain't talking to, someone in your family that you love and you ain't said hi to them or I love you, have enough compassion today to maybe pick up the phone and call somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time and just say, hey, I just called to see how you're doing and say I love you. Compassion. Our scripture of the week. Our scripture of the week is Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Luke chapter 11, verse 28, and it reads, he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. Nice and short and sweet, but extremely very powerful. Our scripture of the week is Luke chapter 11, verse 28. He replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. A lot of people hear the word of God and they don't obey it. So keep your Bible open to Luke chapter 11, verse 28 for the week. And the word of the week is compassion. And let me read what Sheila Timberlake said on Facebook Live. She said, I have the real ID, and as I travel, I ask why they are not looking at my passport anymore. That's why. You don't need a passport if you got the real ID, because everything about your passport is in your real ID. Your Social Security number, your address, your telephone number. Hey, Minister Terry Herbert, thank you. Minister Terry Herbert said, amen, compassion and humility go hand in hand. Much love, beautiful family. Thank you, Mr. Terry Herbert. Mr. Terry Herbert, could you put the scripture of the week, Luke chapter 11, 28, and the word compassion up for us, please? Thank you so much, Mr. Terry Herbert. I want to go back to Sister Cheryl, and then after this, we're going to have some questions from our executive board, our co-producers and our producers of the show, and we're going to get ready for our regular segment at 10:30 a.m. It's March the 6th. The time is 10:17 a.m. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And thank you for all the hearts that are coming up and popping up on the page. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Last but not least, Cheryl, you teach every Friday you have a Bible study that focuses on the book of Revelation. Please, in depth, go in depth on this and tell us you're teaching a Bible study. Tell us all about it. Why is it coming out of the book of Revelation? What is it all about?
The Bible itself is a controversial book, and it is a best-selling book, have been ever since it hit the market. And you have so many people who have so many different thoughts about the Bible. You have many people who have used it for their own purposes, and it not necessarily be what God intended, the scriptures. But through my lifetime, I have met many people who self-proclaim that they know the Lord and them who do not, that find the book of Revelation very difficult to understand. So for me, I believe it's a mandate what I do, and I also have a panelist of people who is a pastor, a person who's an apostle. So we bring the study in cross-referencing scriptures to the book of Revelation in order to help people to get a better understanding, a better grasp of what it's about. So when we not only study the Bible, but in the case of the book of Revelation, people need to read it understanding when they come to it, that you've got to understand what's a metaphor. You've got to understand dispensation, that it was different time periods, that different things mean different things, and what's literal. So you just cannot read a scripture, read it, walk away and say, I understand it. No, other than reading commentary, you need this ruler that I'm talking about. Is it dispensation? Mm-hmm. So let me give an example of that. One time I was at a service, and I was sitting in my seat, but a little bit further down from me was a woman who had a handkerchief on her head. Well, you know, I couldn't hardly stop looking at the fact she had a handkerchief on her head. So at the time when she and I could speak, you know, I asked her, I said, my sister, why do you have the handkerchief on your head? And she says, because the Bible teaches a woman needs to have her head covered all the time. Well, she read that and not understand that, all right? So people cannot read the scripture, walk away and say, I understand it. You have to do word study. You have to study it precept upon precept. And so that's what we do. And then metaphors, right? So metaphor, if you're going to come up with a phrasing to describe me, my name is not going to be in it. It's wording, phrasing to describe what you believe of me. So in the book of Revelation, many things are metaphors instead of speaking literally. So it's a beautiful study. It's 15 minutes a day when I bring the four scriptures that I do, four lines of scriptures I do. When I have my guest, the featured guest Friday, it turns into almost 30 minutes because it's two people bantering back and forth with the scriptures that we're bringing. But it's growing, and it's definitely necessary, and it came from the concept that I brought to YouTube came from the private Facebook page I have that's on End Time Bible Study. So that's how it was born.
Wow, thank you so very much. And with that being said, can everybody just give Cheryl Tunwa a big hand right now? Let's just give her a big hand, everybody. Give her a big hand. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We are so honored and happy to have you on our show today. And without further ado, at this time, I want to go to my daughter, Talana, first. Talana, do you have a question or a statement for our special guest, Cheryl? Go right ahead, Talana, take the floor.
Absolutely, I do. First of all, good morning, Cheryl, again. And I just want to thank you for sharing knowledge with others and inspiring others to keep going, because sometimes, like we've talked about through this process, it's rough. So my question to you is, for mediating in a family per se, would it have to be a family member who is calm, or would we have to choose someone outside of our family to be able to mediate?
Hi, Tawana, and thank you for your question. You know, when it comes to the family, everybody in the family knows who that person is, right? Because God put every type within the family. So whoever it is in the family does it naturally. Now, if people honor it, that's a whole different ballgame, right? But if a family do not have that person, they do well to seek out someone to do it, right? And everybody is not doing it for a charge. Some people are gratified to help others to bring resolution to their family matters, right? Matter of fact, with the police in the community, they ask us, will you come and help this particular family that seems to have problems all the time, that, you know, the police is called all the time? So the bottom line is, if it's not someone that's naturally within the family, you can seek them out. And our police department, at least out here where I am, will even turn you on to people who serve in that capacity. And it's without cost. In order to just bring peace to everybody, you know, families is what builds cities and states and countries, right? So the family got to be healthy. It got to be whole. And don't get me wrong. Let me say this before I shut up. Some family members, they're so bruised that when that person is so bruised that we cannot help them as individuals, that is only a work that God can do, then we have to learn how to deal with that person, that it could be less stress in the situation. Some people we can't help. They're only a job for God. So I hope to answer your question, beautiful. Thank you for your question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Now, without further ado, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Sister Cheryl?
Well, Cheryl, I just have a statement. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on this morning. You have shared some great information. I adore your spirit, your energy, and the information, and I will look into your graphic design.
Well, thank you, Vera. I have your spirit, too. So thank you so much.
And with that being said, without further ado, I want to go to, wait a minute, hold on, Sister Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, do you have a question or a statement for our guest, Cheryl?
I'm just taking it all in. I haven't really digested it yet.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. You're taking it all in. Without further ado, I'm going to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for our guest, Cheryl?
Yes. First, Cheryl, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for all the information that you shared and what you're doing. And I want a question about your podcast. Is there any particular topics, or do you go to a wide variety of areas with your podcast? Can you share a little bit more about what you do on your podcast?
Thank you, Clarence, for your question, too. Again, it's two podcasts that I do, but the one that you're speaking of where Eddie will be a guest, the different subject matters range to the man that I interview. So, for example, I have interviewed a man who is an anger management specialist out of Vegas. I have interviewed a man who wrote a book, Men Void of Light, speaking to men that are without their fathers. He's out of the state of Florida. I have interviewed five men, asking them, could you name five things men wish women understood? So I have done several types of interviews. Matter of fact, last week it was about black men and aging, right? Aging is a trip by itself, but when you're aging while you're black, there's other factors that we have to look at. So when I meet someone, based on what he does, I create the graphic based on the subject matter that he is about. So once I name it, I ask the person, are you okay with this title I want to give it? And then after they give me their approval, I come up with those questions based on that. So there have been all types of subject matters at this time. So, yes, former policemen, we have talked about King David, the boy who became king. So if you follow me in order to hear Eddie speak, there are replays of all the different subject matters that I've covered so far. It's been a terrific year, Brother Clarence, and I am enjoying doing what I'm doing. And let me say this. You know, for anyone that's listening, whatever your gift is, if you're not really sure what it is, it's something that you have always been doing, but you may not tap in knowing that it's your gifting. You know, when I used to go out in the club, right, in my 20s, it reminds me of what I'm doing now, because me and my girlfriends would go, but they were targeting the dance floor, right? And, you know, wanting to meet men, and that's normal. That's a natural thing. But for me, I always had the mindset I went, but I always was where usually the older guys were, which was by the bar, right? And they were talking every kind of subject matter. So not only was I able to not pull out my money and have to buy a drink, right? But I love hearing so many different conversations about the world. So what I'm doing now, I have always done. So thank you for your question, Clarence.
All right. Thank you so much. And without further ado, I want to go to our professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for our guest, Cheryl?
A little bit of both, Pastor Jones. Yes, Cheryl, if I may, I would love to prefer to call you Professor Tenwa, because what I do, if I may, once you're teaching in a community college and working with I call many of my students my academic babies. So many of my once they take my class, they become Marines, right? And I've been given the opportunity to teach some wonderful young ladies of color, and I make them at the CEOs, and what I do is try to tell them what to do not to get sued, because the focus that I'm talking about is business law, and the area of alternative dispute resolution / mediation is one of the ones that we try to feature on what we can do to help them out. So, Professor, well done, well done, well done. So my question is just on the other side. You're doing so much with not only being a CEO, but also with the podcast and various businesses. I have to at least talk with my students, say that, okay, you're doing all these things. Let's dial it back and ask the simple question, what do you do to take a break? How do you bring that balance, whether it's spiritual balance and for just taking some time, some good quality time, just to energize your batteries? So the question is, what do you do to take a break?
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Raymond, for your question as well. Well, I am an early riser, so my devotion time is 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm no good without that devotion. You know, a lot of times people speak about praying, but in devotion, it's nice to, yeah, you pray, but then you need just that silence so that he can speak to you. And it's that rejuvenation that goes on for me daily. If I don't have that, then I'm thrown off. Also, too, as Sheila Timberlake can tell you, I am not much of a telephone person. I you know, like me holding this phone to my ear for Eddie right now, this is proof. I'm just meeting him, but I honor him. I am not big on the phone. So I just shut down from a lot of different things, like the TV, Professor. I'm not big on having the TV on either. It's that quiet place for me that helps me to be able to be who I'm to be successfully. I don't like a lot of noise, right? And you can listen to music and be loving it. All of a sudden it turns to noise to me after so long of listening. So the quiet place is where I rejuvenate, and I love traveling. So thank you for your question.
Thank you, Professor. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so very much. And with that being said, we have had our question and answer session. I want to give a big round of applause and a big hand to our exclusive special guest, Cheryl E. Tenwa. Let's give her a big hand again, you guys, for coming on and sharing her time with us and talking to us about all these wonderful things. And everybody on Facebook Live, send some hearts up and show Cheryl some love right now. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there go all the hearts there. Thank you guys for the hearts. Sheila Timberlake says, we travel and we laugh. That's what Sheila Timberlake said, we travel and we laugh. So amen. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. And Terry Herbert, Minister Terry Herbert, put some hands up, and you got hands from people on Facebook Live and hearts and all that good stuff. Without further ado, don't go anywhere if you can, Cheryl. Stay with us. Cheryl, real quick, before we go into our regular segment, a lot of people are asking for your email address, your business phone number, and your website. Can you give, and they want to know about the show, because I'm going to be on your show on March the 11th at 1 p.m., so could you please take the floor and give out all that information, please?
Yes. In regards to being able to hear Eddie's interview, you want to download Clubhouse app. You put that on your phone or whatever device you're going to put it on, and then you follow not only Eddie's name, but you will follow the podcast, which is The Thinking Woman Mensch, M-E-N-S-C-H, instead of spelling it like a bench you sit on. So you follow the Thinking Woman Mensch podcast. And it's there that when you follow, you will be notified the time that Eddie's interview will start. And that's Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific. For those who don't live in the West Coast, that's Pacific, 1 o'clock p.m. In regards to my business call, the phone number, it's 951-330-2263. 951-330-2263. My email for the business of graphics is 100HERYL@gmail.com. All right, 100er, so it's my name without the C, 100HERYL@gmail.com. And if you don't mind, Eddie, let me also give the Thinking Woman's Lynch email for any gentleman who may would be interested and possibly being interviewed in the future. That
Amen.
Email address is thinkingwoman, not with the apostrophe, but S, so thinkingwoman, put the S there, mitch@gmail.com.
Amen,
and
amen,
so
amen.
There you have it.
Thank you. And did you also give out your number where they can reach you for those who want to set up an interview?
Yes, that was the first, I think maybe the second thing I gave, but I'll repeat, 951.
Yeah, do that one more time. I apologize.
No, no, it's okay. 330-2263. May I add this too? Ladies who would be interested in hearing, learning, discussing every woman ever mentioned in the Bible, that's Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific on Clubhouse. But that podcast is called the Who's Who Book Club. The Who's Who Book
now,
Club. The book never
now,
changes,
Cheryl,
but the who does.
Excuse me,
yes,
Cheryl, are you on Facebook Live? Are you on Facebook Live right now?
No, I'm not on Facebook now.
Okay, I was going to say, if you can go on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. right now while you're doing this interview, you could type all that stuff in real quick, and then it'll stay up there, and then everybody can, you know, get it because it's archived. And, you know, the show is archived too, so after the show I'm going to send it to you. But if you could, if you just go to Facebook and go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. and click on the live, and then you can just type it in, and if you want to, then you could, you know, turn it back off. But I would love for everybody to get that. Now, without further ado, Cheryl, don't go anywhere. Stay on our show. We're going into our regular segment so we can get our regular segments in right now. And we just want to say thank you. Don't go anywhere because we want to get your closing remarks at the end of our show. Is that okay, Cheryl?
Yeah, I'm off today. So I'm yours, Eddie.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And without further ado, at this time, without further ado, Sister Terry Herbert put down Cheryl's phone number, and thank you so much, Minister Terry Herbert. Without further ado, it is time. Let's do some poetry in motion with Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, please take the floor and give us poetry in motion. Following that, we'll have Tawana Jones with words of wisdom. Go right ahead, Linda Goldie. Take the floor with poetry in motion.
Okay. We can't eat concrete. That's why it isn't good to be too far away from any tree and plants the living ground. So why not look around to see how far you are from healthily surviving when fire or flood or wind is suddenly arriving? We can't eat concrete, and so we ought to know what we can grow for an emergency that causes urgency. How much water will we need? Where are we going to get it? If we don't have it now, we might as well forget it. We can't eat concrete. You'll see, in any kind of tragedy, the weak ones first will fail, so hope and prayers must then prevail, or you will count the cost of everything and everyone you lost.
Wow. All right, let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie with the poetry in motion. To me, that poem speaks.
Very nice.
Thank you so much, Linda. to me, that point speaks right to what we're dealing with the lawlessness and everything that's getting ready to happen. That was a fantastic poem. Thank you very much. Without further ado, Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom, words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Go right ahead, Talana.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Beth. Today's word of wisdom is in honor of everything I've listened to today, and I was able to put this together very short, so I hope everyone enjoys. Please, the moment. Cherish your time given. Utilize it effectively so you don't miss out on the gift of life. I am a woman. My strongest muscle is my heart. Be excited about the impulsivity of lessons. Listen for the value and apply the work. When today's issue that we are going through is rough, tomorrow, today will be gone and tomorrow will be calm. Go through life, failure after failure, with the same enthusiasm until you succeed. Remember to succeed in silence, walking in happiness. Nothing that we've been through is an accident. Remember to be calm. Remember, excuse me, I heard this earlier. Remember that being calm in the midst of your pain, at your basic core, keep your integrity consistently and work not just on coming together, but staying together. We have to uphold our foundation and be the greatest example like our ancestors journeyed before us and watching over us now. Be excited, again, not just about the bigger things, but about the smaller process. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for Talana. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Wow, that's so much. Thank you very much. And without further ado, it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie, so much. Good morning all again, and welcome to Health and Wellness. Today I will speak about white vinegar and apple cider vinegar. Before I begin here, I have my disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
All right.
It's 5% acidic, and it's made from either potatoes, sugar, barley, or grains. Now, this can help brighten our clothes, any color, dark, colorful, or even white. We can clean our dishes, our pots and pans. It cleans our counters, our tub. We can just add a little baking soda. It cleans our fruits and veggies. It also repels ants and fruit flies. We can use it with sugar to keep our flowers fresh. We can use it as a weed killer in the garden by just adding a little dish soap and salt. It can also be a one that can help and assist our seeds when you're about to plant, because, you know, spring is coming soon, so it will help germinate our seeds. It will help kill molds, and you can make your own all-purpose cleaner, which I do, with lemons or oranges, grapefruits or other. You can add your own essential oils with water. Now let's speak about apple cider vinegar. It is usually anywhere between 3 and 7% acidic. So the source is made it from fermented apples. Now we can use this as a salad dressing, to make a salad dressing. It aids in weight loss. It's a weight loss enhancer. It lowers our blood pressure. We can use it as a gargle for sore throat, and we can also use it to whiten our teeth. Now, it's great if you have hypertension. There is a great aid for our hair as well, as a hair shiner, a rinse for dandruff. It can lower our blood glucose and aid in keeping the insects away. Like in the summertime, you're going to a picnic. We can make our own mixture. Now, it's great to help alkaline the body as well. It helps to
break down protein, minerals, and calcium. And just remember that it will stimulate and detox our liver to make more bowel. It will enhance our pH levels, kill bacteria, and aid in digestion. Now, if you're one or perhaps you have a son, daughter, grandchild that has acne, have them wash with apple cider vinegar. It's a great face toner. It will also help with acid reflux, boost our immune system, and help clean and clear our arteries. Now, some of the side effects may be perhaps some may have a rash or burning of the stomach or nauseous, but do your homework, your research, because everything is not for everyone. And check with your doctor before beginning a new regimen. If you're diabetic, it may lower your blood sugar too low. And those that are drinking it on a daily basis, it may cause tooth decay. So if you're going to do so, use a straw, and it may deplete potassium. So if you're one with kidney disorder or disease, be aware, and it may cause bloating in some because this is something new for your body. So it's making your body a little more acidic, and it may cause diarrhea or loss of appetite in others. Now let's get back to apple cider vinegar. As I mentioned, it aids in weight loss. So you can have about 2 tablespoons per day, like 1 in the morning or 1 in the evening before bed, 20 minutes before dinner. You can have it inside of your tea, or you can just have a little water in about 8 ounces. You can make it with ginger, black pepper, turmeric, and you can even add honey. They even have a Bragg apple cider vinegar with honey. I love that one. Now, you can have it with carrots, like if you're going to juice. You can put it inside your juice there and add a little ginger. And last but not least, you can use apple cider vinegar as a foot soap because helps with cracked heels. It will also help for toe fungus, and it softens the dead skin. So if you are soaking your feet for about 10 to 20 minutes, and then use your loofah or your primastone to eliminate the dead skin. Now, this will actually help with enhancing the flow in your body, especially your feet. So the amazing word of this day was compassion, and I definitely have compassion, and I want you also to have compassion for the love of your body, yourself, and others. Because believe it or not, Eddie, compassion was my word of today. So thank you for listening in. Amen.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give a big hand for Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Health and Wellness.
Dr. Granny V. Woo-hoo. The doctor has spoken.
Yeah. And without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Everybody say good afternoon to Cousin V. I mean, good morning to Cousin V. It's afternoon. She's in Florida. But good afternoon and good morning, Cousin V. And Chandra Daniels, thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon here. It's already almost 2 o'clock here. Anyway, so I'm just going to start off in the XFL this weekend. It was the Houston versus San Antonio, and Houston beat them 22-13. But also at the same time, the Houston Rockets played the San Antonio Spurs, and the Rockets beat the Spurs in San Antonio 142-110. So it's just kind of amazing how both teams and both cities were playing against each other the same day. In the women's college basketball, we had South Carolina with Coach Don Staley. They beat Tennessee 74-58 in the Southeast Conference. This is their 19th appearance, 11 in a row, and they won the championship title for the Southeast Conference. In the Big Ten, it was Iowa. Oh, and some of the names to look out for women's basketball was Aaliyah Boston and Zia Cook. And then in the Big Ten, we had Iowa's
Caitlin Clark. She had 3 30-point triple doubles, and they beat Ohio State 105-72. And then the Pac-12 Washington State Cougars beat UCLA, which is y'all's team from California. They beat them 65-1. And then also the L.A. Lakers in NBA basketball beat the Golden State Warriors on yesterday, 113-105. New York Knicks played Boston Celtics, and what a game. They had double overtime. They end up at the first time they tied at 113, the second time they tied at 121, and then finally in the last few seconds, New York beat them 139-129. And then also now we have Phoenix Suns. We have KD, Kevin Durant is with the Phoenix Suns, and they played the Dallas Mavericks, who now has Kyrie Irving. But the Suns came out to beat Dallas 130-126. And then also in the NCAA men's, we have the University of Houston Cougars. They are calling them the team of perfection. They are 11-0 on the season, and they beat Memphis again yesterday, but only by 2 points, 67-65. And then we had the PGA men's golf tournament, and it was the Arnold Palmer. And we know there's an Arnold Palmer tea, which is just tea. It's not any mixture of any liquor. But they, Kit Yama, he had 3 bogeys and a 7-par after the 3 bogeys. He won $3.6 million to win the title for the Arnold Palmer. And then also, you know, we have the NFL Combine was also this week. So some of the names to look at is Jonathan Quick and Jalen Carter. And then they also had the Formula One Grand Prix and the Grand Prix of St. Petersburg this one, and Alonso won the title for the Formula One Grand Prix. Also, I didn't get to see who won, but John Jones was fighting against Cyril Cage in the UFC. So if any of you all know who won, let me know, because I haven't had time. I'm by myself today at work, so I didn't have time to look that one up. And then, you know, we also have Ja Morant, who's in trouble for the mindset of our kids. I think the coaches, or maybe when they start coming into college, they start teaching them about, you know, their mental health and how to, like, get a new mindset once they start getting to have that big name, because they start in college with the big name, and now he's in the NBA with the big name and still carrying a gun like he's in high school. And so now he's on, actually I'm looking at it, it said 3 hours ago that they are suspending him rather than just benching him for the 2 games. So we'll keep up with that news and see what happens next week. So we just want to pray for our players in every sport, because not every sport, even golf, they having people fighting against each other. And they have to remember, you know, no matter what sport, y'all kids are looking at y'all, and that's not the attitude that our kids need to be seeing. And then on Friday, Dr. Phil, it is so sad, it makes you want to cry. Dr. Phil did a segment on college athletes and suicide. One was a cheerleader, and she committed suicide. The other one was a runner, and she committed suicide. So if you go and you can look at the Dr. Phil show on Friday, and it's talking about the college athletes, their parents are having to still live and deal with that. So I thank God every day I had the chance to be by my daughter's side and hold her hand through her situation. It's got to be hard not to be able to talk to your kids and then find out they committed suicide. I also did 21-day learning to be, and one of the parents, her son, committed suicide last week. So we just want to pray for the parents and our children and our grandchildren. And the number to call if anyone ever thinks about committing suicide or just a thought comes across your mind, talk to someone, and that number is 988. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
Amen. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And with that being said, thank you for the sports report. It was amazing. At 10:56 a.m., we're going to Clarence M. Allen. Take the floor, regulate the manual. And then following that, we'll have the best part, the commentary by Professor Reams. Go ahead, then we'll get closing remarks from our special guest and from Pastor Emeritus, Bishop Emeritus. Taylor, go right ahead. Take the floor, Brother Clarence.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all our listeners, our panelists, all our wonderful special guests. Thank you all for tuning in to the world's greatest Monday morning radio show. The Eddie Justice Jones Ball Talk Radio Show. You know, we had a lot of violence over this weekend. We had 5 people shot yesterday in the city of San Pedro. They had a gun buyback out there in that area. 2 gun buyback events. And, you know, gun buybacks are happening. You get paid to return in a firearm. And this happens so that we can eliminate, hopefully, guns and weapons getting into the wrong hand of people who just commit violence. And so we know that some of this has to do with our gangs and some of our gang members. There was a high-speed chase over the weekend where a guy is shooting AR-15 at the helicopter, at police, high-speed chase. It was wild. And so I'm in the gang members, and I believe that the gang member has to be put on to the gangs since the beginning of the gang's existence. It has been since the beginning of the gangs that gang members have been put on to the gang by means of initiations, word of consent, or by some other form, fashion, and ways. Anyway, one of the main objections of a gang is to increase its gang membership. Just about every gang member has entered into the gang by some form of initiation through his or her own unique way. There are some who came through the physical initiation. In other words, they have had to perform some deed or put the work in. There are some gang members who have entered into the gang through some kind of act of trust and deeds. There are other entries of gang members who have entered the gang. There are some gang members who have entered the gang when the word was all good enough. There are some of, on rare occasions, who have entered the gang when they were a stranger and had come through when help was needed. There are also some gang members who have entered the gang with welcome arms of fear and intimidation, along with friendships. And because of the time allowance on this show, I'm going to stop right there. But if you want to get deep into these gang members and get into the analytics of gang members, what they do, how they enter, and what's going on today, go to regulatethemanual.com because this book is written and you are in here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen. Thank you so much, Clarence.
The regulator.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that was regulating. That was regulating.
Amen.
On our show, we tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you guys. This is a radio civil rights talk show. It's the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. We're going over a little bit because we want to give you the commentary, and then we want to get closing remarks from our special guest, and then we want to get some closing remarks and a prayer from Bishop Emeritus Taylor. This show is nothing without you. I want to thank each and every person that is listening right now from all over the world, wherever you are. Thank you for listening in Africa, in Germany. I look every week at the stats, and we have people listening from China, Japan, Egypt, all over the world. So I thank you guys for listening, And also, I want you to let you know that the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, and the ATF, and every other government entity is listening to this civil rights talk show, just like they listen to Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, and so many other civil rights leaders who have fought for justice and equality across the United States of America and even abroad. This work is WIP. It's work in progress. It just don't stop. It keeps on rolling. Amen. And in Ezekiel, it says that in the middle of the wheel, we got to keep on rolling. A wheel in the middle of a wheel. Amen. With that being said, let's go to Professor Reams, who is going to give us none other than the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and I'm going to go through the thank you so that we can stay within our time limit. But thank you, Pastor Jones, for the wonderful, wonderful format and program that we have. It provides us, all of us, with our wonderful 15 minutes of fame. To Cousin V, thank you so much for the update on the sports report and for all the support you do. Clarence Allen, the regulator, you spoke, and once again, it is written, and you are there, so thank you so much. And so, Dr. Granny V, once again, with apple cider vinegar, I'm also using it, so I can also be a testimonial on how well it does work, so thank you again. Talana, words of wisdom, knocked it out of the ballpark, and I'll come back to you within the commentary. Linda Goldie, I got my hug again today. And always, especially being reminded that we can't eat concrete. So overall, I'm going to give a shout out to Melanie Aubrey, to Dr. Aretha, and to our wonderful, wonderful guest of Professor Tenwa. Thank you so much for everything. To Bishop Taylor, I always enjoy your prayer, and so I'm looking forward to it. And to our special guests also, Leticia Long and Pierce, as well as a shout-out to Sheila Timberlake for inviting and telling Professor Tenwa about the show. Now, here where we are on this show is that we talked about all of the things that are troubling this world. We have the situation with fentanyl that we talked about, the lawlessness that is there, which is out of control. And we were reminded by Professor Tenwa of the spiritual battle that is being raged on between good and evil, and that who we are angry at are not the perpetrators, but just the puppets of a bigger picture that's going on where the forces are using them to harm, to injure, and to do things that we would normally think of, not of God's will and or his grace and mercy. But, of course, these are the problems that we see every day. These are the problems that are here on earth. Good Lord, like in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, says this is nothing new under the sun. This is how it has been. This is how it will be. And this is how he will work with us into, because he'll never leave us or forget us. We will always be with him. So this day is a reminder of a simple word of the week, which was brought out, compassion. And in compassion, what we're also meaning is kindness, joy, love, and patience. And in doing so, we have had the celebration of Women's History Month by having a historical moment where we had two CEOs of Dr. Cheryl Tenwa as well as Leticia Long remind us about all the brilliance, the genius, and also the patience and joy and the love and passion they have for the business they have. And this can be an example for all of us, because this is the direction that we have been placed upon to do. Every time that we have a historical event, the good Lord places people where they need to be to act in his will for the moment that we're here. So we have been blessed for that moment, and we were blessed with having two CEOs talk to us. And the one thing that we want to make sure is that when we strap on our armor of God and we use our sword of the Bible, we also have to balance that out with, as Professor Tenwa, a quiet place so that we can listen to God, we can become rejuvenated, and then we can see the direction that he needs us to go in order for us to fulfill his ultimate will. Yes, there's going to be good days, there are going to be bad days, but along the way, trouble doesn't last always. So this show epitomizes that with the perseverance, with the walk with the Lord and the Father and his will. The achievements that mm-hmm. can be made are insurmountable in the sense that it is all possible when we believe. And so by looking at compassion and also looking at being obedient, this show has epitomized what that looks like and how it can be achieved. And because of that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, let's give a big hand for the commentary. The commentary.
Wow.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I love every co-producer. I love every producer and everyone on our show. But I got to tell you, the commentary puts it all back together from the beginning to the end. And I want to thank each and every co-producer and every producer on our show. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank our special guests. So let's start off with our special guests. Let's get some closing remarks from our special guests, and let's get a prayer request. Special guest, Gerald Tinwa, please tell us, what is your closing remarks, and did you enjoy yourself today?
Well, let me start here. Professor Ring, I thought the commentary was absolutely beautiful, even though it had me in it, how you put all of this together in those words was just beautiful. I'd like to extend an invite to you whenever you would see fit that maybe you would be a guest of mine as well. I love your wording. To you, Eddie, I have enjoyed being a guest of yours today. I did not expect when I asked you, may I interview you, that you would turn around and say, well, hey, you come on mine. So I thank you, and I'm grateful that it was on a Monday where I'm off. I have enjoyed it immensely. But let me tell you, Eddie, you are a mensch. You are a man of noble actions. Your heart is huge. It's big. You got it in the right place. You are a promoter of peace. You are a promoter of unity. I appreciate what I know of you, right? And you treat people equally without any discrimination. And that's what the mensch is about. The mensch also love giving back to society. Listen, you are a beautiful man in the sense of the definition of a mensch. So I look forward to talking to you on the 11th, asking you the questions that we may know who the man is behind the fight. That is a constant thing. So the title, folk ain't got to be friendly, but they must be civil. And you, my brother, our hats are off to you. Thank you again for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And the closing remarks really brought me to tears. So thank you for the opportunity to have that moment of tear shed. Thanks again.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let's clap our hands. Oh, my God. That is so, wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So beautiful.
Wow. That is, man, that's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. We are honored beyond words. And I can't wait to have Clarence on your show, Vera on your show, Professor Reams on your show, Talana on your show, all of them on your show. And I'm quite sure that it's going to be a very wonderful, phenomenal platform for everybody to share their wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence. And thanks to you for being a mensch. And thank you for the Women's Mensch podcast. With that being said, Bishop Taylor Emeritus, are you with us? Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, are you still with us? Did we lose Bishop Taylor? Okay. We might have lost Bishop Taylor there. Oh, wait, hold on, let's see. Oh, my bad. Bishop Taylor, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bishop Taylor,
can you hear me?
We can hear you now, Bishop Taylor. We can hear you. So, Bishop Taylor, we know that there's a big drug problem out there with fentanyl and xylazine, which you're mixing together, which is called trank dope, which is turning human beings into zombies, and is eating off flesh off their body, and they're losing limbs, and it's terrible, man. Matter of fact, it's so bad the FBI and the DEA, they're all involved in it. I want to say a special prayer for our guest, Cheryl. I want to say a special prayer for Letitia Long with Pluralistic Health and Beauty. I want to say a special prayer for me and my wife and my family. I want to say a special prayer for all the producers and co-producers of our show. And want to say a prayer for all the listeners of the show. Now, who's ever listening to our show right now, whatever your prayer request is, send it up to God. We don't need to know what it is because God already knows. He can hear everything we're thinking, everything we're saying, and everything we're doing. God already knows. He knows the first day we're going to be here, and he knows the last day we're going to be here. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and that door shall be open unto you. So without further ado, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, please take the floor. Pray for the Eddie Jones radio talk show and every person that's listening from around the world right now and our special guest. Go right ahead, Bishop Emeritus Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. And first let me say such a wonderful, powerful show this morning. And I agree with all the special guests and all the personalities that are on the show. And I certainly agree with the lady that just said, Brother Eddie, you are a man that loves, listens, learns, and you are leading. You love, you listen, you learn, and you are leading. You're a man of purpose and power. And I just want to say this show and all of the guests you have that come on, and I want to say a special thanks to the two ladies this morning. Oh, how I gleaned so much from all of you. Everything, these 2 hours or more is worth it. It's worth it. We are better together, bridging the gap, breaking down walls, making peace with our past. Thank you for the word compassion. Thank you for that word today. Let us continue to stay on the path. Jesus invites us every day to enjoy peace in his presence. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we magnify and glorify your holy and righteous name. How we thank you for the Eddie Jones Justice Show and others, all the podcasts, all the personalities that come together, all of our ministries that's networking together. God, you know, because you placed us all together. You called us. You said before we entered our mother's womb, you had already ordained us for this purpose. So I thank you, oh God, for such a time as this. Now, God, we know all the things that's going on in the earth, the crime and all the other stuff, oh God, but you got it. You got it in control. Help us to open our eyes and to open our ears and to be better students of society, that we can love one another, that we can have compassion for one another, that we can forgive one another, that we can make peace with the past, with one another, beginning in our families and going elsewhere. So I thank you. I pray for all the requests, known and unspoken and unspoken, that is lifted up to you today, because you said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Thank you for the invitation to join you in your presence. So we bless you. We give you glory and praise. And it's in the name of the Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we do pray this prayer. Bless the special businesses of both the young ladies that was on the line, in multiple streams of businesses and everything, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, I know we went over today, but I'm so grateful that we went over today. I want to thank everybody. I want to send a special shout out to Sheila Timberlake as well, for making, for putting, you know, this whole thing together. And I want to thank Minister Terry Herbert. I want to thank my wife, Wanda. I want to thank everybody who's come on. I want to send a shout-out to First Lady Felita Wilson. I want to send a shout-out to Daya. God bless you, Daya. And God bless all the people who came on from all over the world. Thank you guys for coming on from all over the world. And also, I want to say this to you, these three things I always say every show. Remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And number three, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll be here next Monday. I got the Holy Ghost chills. Thank you, Bishop, for that prayer. Thank you, Cheryl Tinoa, for being with us. I am really lifted in the spirit right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's time to go, y'all. I don't want to go, but we have to go. So I'll see you next Monday, same time, same channel, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you all. And remember,
God
what's going
you.
On, y'all?
Thank
what's
you.
Going on? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What's going on? So with that being said, that is the song of the day. And y'all know what we do on here every Monday. Amen.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Don't punish me with brutality.